Hey everyone, Brian from All They Ruck Off here, and today's podcast episode is an interview with Cadre Garrett Machine from GoRuck. In this episode, we talk about the brand new GoRuck Shooter event, which is new for 2020. It's a competition style event. There's only 9 of them happening so far across the United States. And when I saw the events come through, I was pretty intrigued because it combines rucking and fitness with shooting, which are kind of the two avenues of events that GoRuck seems to be focusing on at the moment. I reached out to Garrett because I figured that he had a hand in this, and it turned out he does. He's the one who is in charge of putting it together. So in this call, we detail everything about the event, who the event's for, what you can do to train for this event between now and when they're put on in 2020. And then at the end, we get into the deception patches, which are a special set of patches you can earn from completing GoRuck Firearms Day events. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. This is the All Day Ruck Off podcast, episode number 120. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Again, I hope you enjoy this episode with Cadre Garrett. Cadre Garrett, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. We always have good conversations and you're just full of knowledge. So thank you for sharing it with me on this call. Today, I'm talking with Cadre Garrett. I'm really excited to have him back on the podcast. We're going to be talking about a new event that GoRuck's releasing for 2020 called GoRuck Shooter. They haven't run it in the past, and I'm just really excited to learn about this event. Garrett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I just got off of a bunch of events that I had back to back to back, and I had some crazy flight schedules, and I haven't been home for 10 days, so I've been on the road a lot, and I'm just happy to be home and hang out with my dog.
That's a good feeling when you've been on the road, getting home, seeing your dog, and just being able to breathe for a second.
Exactly. That's how I'm feeling right now.
You going to be home for long, or are you going to be out on the road soon again?
Are you kidding me? I got to leave this Friday to go to Texas. I got active shooter intervention class in Texas this Friday. Looking forward to getting to.
Exciting. Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're the type of guy who stays home many weekends. It seems like GoRuck's flying you all over.
Yep, lucky me.
So for the GoRuck Shooter events, I would love to just talk about high level what the event is, and then we can talk about where the event came from, and then we can get into the details of the shooter event. So
sure.
If you're just going to describe GoRuck Shooter to someone who's never heard of it before, how would you do that?
GoRuck Shooter is an 8-hour event that is based out of an outdoor shooting range that combines physical fitness in the way of endurance, power, and speed with very high level hand-eye coordination, which is shooting. Those two things are combined. The purpose of that combination is to simulate somewhat closely combat stress, because in combat there's no such thing as combat without stress. So in whether you're a law enforcement officer responding to an active shooter, whether you are a regular, you know, Johnny America and you are trying to protect yourself, your family, your community, or whether you're a soldier deployed overseas, or a border patrolman working on the southwest border. The fact still remains that if you are faced with an active threat, if you find yourself in a two-way gunfight, you will find yourself very physically stressed and taxed, and you will need to perform high-level hand-eye coordination and decision-making under that stress to an expectation that a very high expectation is put on you. There's an assumption from the public that you're always going to act perfectly. And so the idea here with this event is to try to mimic that. Now, in the past, we've had stress shoots at the firearms events, and we still do. And we even have monthly challenges where people can submit videos of them doing a set monthly challenge of working out and then shooting for discount codes on the GoRuck website. And now we've turned that into an actual event.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It seems like GoRuck Shooter is the culmination of a lot of things. Those monthly challenges, you know, the history of all the events that you've put on for GoRuck Shooter. I'm really curious where the idea for GoRuck Shooter came from.
That's a great question. Years ago, back when I was in the Israeli military, I had a lot of experience in training environments where they would put a lot of simulated stresses on you to try to get you to go into like this autopilot mode when you're under high stress, right? And many other people smarter than me have said, you know, when you're under stress and you're in those situations, you can only rise to your highest level of training, right? So the bottom line is that I realized through those high stress situations, through all that pressure, that's how you really find the diamonds. That's how you really get to really be able to be an expert and perform under pressure. Now, what I've also found is that a lot of shooting courses and a lot of training that's out there that exists, that's open to the public outside of military and outside of law enforcement, they really don't emphasize that, you know, much at all. And sure, in a shooting competition, there's a stopwatch or there's a timer and you have the pressure of everybody watching you and everything like that. But that's completely different than when someone's shooting at you, right? Even if it's only in a simulation scenario, right? Or that's completely different when you're physically taxed from running up a flight of stairs, or you're trying to close, you know, on a hill, on a fortified position. So there's a ton of, or imagine a police officer running through a crowded Walmart, right, to respond to something. There's a ton of stressors that exist in reality that oftentimes are not emulated in training environments. So I wanted to bring that to our community that we have here at GoRuck. And that's something that's obviously done in all militaries and all law enforcement around the world. And we started to implement those in the firearms programs with just a stress shoot at the end. And then we started to make people do, you know, burpees before drills. And then we would send them on a little sprint before drills. And then what we decided to do is, hey, let's standardize these. What is it that they're doing physically? What is the course of fire? What is the time standard with 100% accuracy? What is the weapon, et cetera, et cetera. Once we standardized it, myself and the other firearms cadre, we put out video clips of us doing it, you know, just a short 30-second clip or, you know, a minute long, whatever it is. And then we put it out there to the community and we said, hey, if you can do this to this particular standard, put the video up on the GoRuck Shooter Facebook page and we'll give you a discount on a GoRuck event. And the feedback was phenomenal. It was incredible how many people we've had. I'm not exaggerating, about close to 1,500 people that have bought into this. And that's a lot. That's actually a very high number. And make a long story short, Jason said to me one day, hey, I want you to take this GoRuck Shooter thing and I want you to make an actual event out of it. He said, I want you to create some of the most physically demanding firearms training in the industry. That's what I want you to do. So I said, okay, I wasn't really sure exactly how to do that. And he's like, that's the end result, make it happen. So myself and Phil Ragnar worked on this. We went back and forth with a period of instruction. We got Jason to approve it. I went through some of the drills and the exercises with some of the firearms cadre, and we organized it into an actual scored event.
So for people who have been listening through this and, you know, they haven't heard of the GoRuck Shooter group, is that a Facebook group?
Yes. Just like there's a GoRuck Tough page, there's a page that's called GoRuck Shooter.
And what are the requirements to join the GoRuck Shooter Facebook group?
You have to have completed a GoRuck firearms event. And if you've completed the event, then you can request to join the page. And there's a little vetting process where I look in event manager and see if you actually did complete one. And then you can join. I mean, it's a very positive environment. Unfortunately, there's a lot of negativity in social media land, and we really try to keep this a very positive place for enrichment and growth.
So if you're listening and that's somewhere you want to hang out, I'll have a link in the show notes. And it sounds like what Garrett just said, there's a vetting process. And if you've done a Gorak Firearms event, you can get in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool that you used, you know, those monthly challenges from the Gorak Shooter Facebook group as kind of a way to, you know, test this. And it seems like it kind of proved to Jason that this is, you know, something that the community wants. And so now you've put together this Gorak Shooter event for the community to take part in.
Yep. It's awesome.
It is awesome. So one of the things that you said, you know, kind of towards the end of that was scoring. I would love to just kind of, you know, dive into the scoring here. It sounds like it's going to be a graded event.
Yes. There is a scoring process and it will be graded and there will be someone that is, you know, that makes first, second, and third place. Essentially, the score is done by your hits on target. So however many hits you get, we score that. I mean, that sounds simple, but it's actually quite more complicated than you would think. And I'll explain how it's done. It's quite detailed. But basically, the total amount of bullets that you fire is going to be 40 bullets from a rifle and 40 bullets from a pistol for the whole event. Okay, so there's a rifle block and a pistol block. There's 40 rounds fired each. Each one of those 40 round sets is broken down into 10 rounds. So you have a 10 round set of rifle, a 10 round set, a 10 round set, a 10 round set. Then with pistol, there's 10 rounds, 10 rounds, 10 rounds, 10 rounds. Those sets of 10 are on separate targets. So every 10 rounds has its own target. The purpose of that is just to make scoring easier so the target doesn't have holes in it everywhere and you can't count, right? The target that they're using is a bullseye type target that has concentric scoring rings. So naturally, there's a 10 ring, a 9, an 8, a 7, or 0. So the 40 bullets from rifle are actually out of 400 possible points. In other words, if all 40 bullets, if all 40 bullets from the rifle go in the 10 ring on your target, then you get full points, right? Same thing with the pistol. Now, your potential is 400, right? But we translate that, that's your raw score, we translate that into a percentage. So just for argument's sake, let's say you got 300 points out of 400, that would be 75%. So the person with the highest percentage score, and we have a score sheet that breaks it down, you know, very precisely, the person with the highest percentage score would be the winner. Now, in order to get your patch in this event, you have to score 70 percentage-wise just to get your patch. So if you don't make the grade with your shooting, then, and that goes for rifle and pistol, then no patch. And the highest score will win. Now, if your ruck time, because there is a ruck that you have to do in the beginning, if your ruck time is under a certain amount of time, there's a minimum, right? So the first ruck is a 10K, and the minimum we give you for that 10K is 90 minutes, and the second ruck is a 5K, and we give you 45 minutes. Those are very generous times. Those are not difficult times to get. And those are also pass-fail. However, if you can do, you know, for example, those rucks in below a certain amount of time, which we're still tweaking what that number will be, we're going to add points to your raw score, which will boost your percentage.
So I'm curious about the separate points. So can you clarify, do you need to score over a 70% in both rifle and pistol, or is it a combined?
It's scored separately. And then that score is averaged.
Okay. So if I, example, shoot a 90% in pistol and then a 65% in rifle, the average will be over 70, so I'll be good to go there?
Okay, I'll clarify that. That was a good question. You have to score over 70 in both to get the patch, but the average between the two will determine if you can be eligible for first place.
Perfect. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because we don't want somebody to come and, you know, do exactly what you just said, and then their pistol shooting really sucks and they're subpar, but percentage-wise, because they were so good with a rifle, they're edging out somebody who's actually good at both, but not as good at rifle.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, we want the person to be well-rounded.
So we've got the 5K ruck, we've got the 10K ruck. Does the shooting occur right after you complete the ruck so that you're winded, you know, from completing the distance? Or is there a breathing period between completing the ruck and when you begin the shooting element?
Okay, so that's extremely relevant, because the whole point of this is that the person would be winded, right?
Yes.
So here's kind of the way the event goes from the morning. When everybody shows up in the morning, the first thing that we're going to do is a standard safety briefing. Once we finish the standard safety briefing, we're going to take everybody on the route and show them the route that they're going to use for rucking. And the start point of that route is going to be at the shooting range on the bay, and the turnaround point will be half the distance away. So they start and end right there in the bay, right? Now, we've secured ranges that have space and room for rucking, so that way people won't be like on a highway or something crazy like that. So they check out the route. They understand where the turnaround point is. You know, that's obviously clear and clarified, and everybody knows, and everybody understands. We're all on the same page. And then they are able to stage their equipment. So their rifle and four magazines of 10 rounds will be placed on a table or a bench that's available, and their ammunition will be next to it. Their ear protection, eye protection will be next to it. Their targets will already be set up with their name written on their target. Everybody, right? So that's all staged. All equipment is checked. All the targets are checked. Everybody knows what their lane is. Everybody knows their location. And everybody understands that they're going to be firing 10 rounds per iteration. So next thing that happens is they're set off on the ruck, and they're released in 10-minute intervals. So they're released in waves. So every 10 minutes, somebody goes. And the whole idea of that is not to have everyone showing up back at once, because it'll be too chaotic. Now, when they come back from the ruck, as soon as they come back, the moment they come back, they're expected to show up. As soon as they step on, they stand there, boom, time stops on the ruck, and they're then authorized to put on their hearing protection, put on their eye protection, pick up the rifle, load it, and engage their target. The courses of fire that they're going to shoot are fairly simple courses of fire, but if you just got done doing a 10K with 30 pounds on your back for time, then it's not going to be so simple. That kind of give you a picture?
Absolutely. And so it sounds like, you know, everything's pretty well established before you start the ruck, so that when you get back, you're not fumbling through all of your gear. You know, it's all out there and good to go. And so I'm curious if that kind of impacts the number of people who are, you know, the max number of signups for these events. Is there a maximum number of people who can participate?
The maximum number is 20 people, which is the standard that we have for all of our firearms events. And typically what we've been seeing with all firearms events is the average is we get about 75% of that average across the board. And, you know, there's going to be there's the whole rifle one. And then when they're done, when we finish the rifle one, they do get a break when the rifle's finished, before they step off for the pistol one, because the pistol one is a shorter ruck, but there's a break between the two to get everybody scored, reset everybody. They put the rifles away. They take the pistols out. They completely reset themselves.
Perfect. So that answers the question if the 10K ruck corresponds with the rifle or the pistol. So it's 10K ruck, then rifle, break, 5K ruck, then pistol.
Exactly correct. And the 40 rounds that they're shooting, in between every 10, they are doing ruck PT.
How much ruck PT do you anticipate, you know, having to be done between rounds? Are we talking 10 burpees? Are we talking, you know, something more?
For example, I'll give you the rifle one. For example, you know, they come back, from the ruck. They put eye protection, ear protection, grab the rifle, load it. They fire 10 rounds standing. Okay. Now they have bolt lock on the rifle. The rifle is out of ammunition. They set it down and then immediately they take their ruck off, put it in front of them, and they're going to do 10 thrusters with their 30 pound ruck, right? After the 10 thrusters, they're going to grab the, now this is 25 meters, by the way. After that, they're going to grab their rifle and now they're shooting from a kneeling position. They finish that. They're going to bolt lock, set the rifle down, grab the ruck. Now they're going to do, let's just say for argument's sake, 10 overhead kettlebell swings with it. Then they're going to grab the rifle, 10 rounds from a seated position. They'll set it down. Now they grab the ruck. Now they're going to do, burpees. Like you said, it'll be 10 burpees. They finish that. They throw the ruck back on their back. They grab the rifle. And then the last one is shooting and moving. And then they finish, right? So that ruck PT in the middle is really supposed to only last for 60 seconds. It's like 60 seconds of something very intensive because they just had their endurance, right? So this is just like more of like a power type thing. So it's like 60 seconds of just, like burpees or thrusters or something really intense, and then boom, right back into the shooting.
And so something I want to clarify, because I might not have realized this the first time we ran through it, but all of the shooting will be done with ruck on.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like the weight is similar to the Goruck Tough event. 150 or heavier, you get the 30-pound plate. Under 150, you're sitting with a 20-pound ruck plate.
Yeah, the whole idea was just to make some consistency across the board so people kind of, already had that, had they done rucks before. It's nothing new to them. They understood how to set up their ruck,
Yeah, so I definitely think that's good to know going in, because I can imagine that shooting with a, 30-pound ruck on, slightly different than shooting relaxed at a range.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot harder. But that simulates a vest, right, or gear that you'd be wearing in a real encounter, right?
Absolutely. So talking about gear for a second, the rifle and the pistol, this is a competition. So is there going to be a standard rifle or a standard pistol? Are there going to be recommendations? Is going to be gear that's not allowed?
Yeah, that's a great question. The expectation is that people will be using the same exact rifle and pistol that would be authorized for any other Goruck Firearms event. So, the rifle obviously is supposed to be a 5.56 or 223 AR-15 style weapon. If somebody wants to use a Tavor or an AK-47 or a Galil or something like that, or an FN-2000, they can. I mean, that's fine. But you're not going to be able to come out there with one of those AR-22s, and think that you're going to speed through everything and just cheat your way to the top. And the same thing with the pistol. Everyone's expected to use, either 9mm or larger, and not any type of competition or race gun. I mean, it's not that type of event. That's definitely not the demographic of people that we cater to. Or, besides, somebody that has that and does that type of thing, I would challenge them to come out, because this event will totally kick their ass.
So if, people currently have a rifle, they currently have a pistol, and they're curious if it's on the accepted list, does Goruck have a list of accepted firearms, or should they just hit up support?
They can, people have felt pretty comfortable thus far directly emailing myself or, info@Goruck. They can also ask them these types of questions. But just to put it out there, everybody knows what a duty weapon is, and everybody knows what an AR-15 platform is if you're going to participate or have an interest in this. And I would also not recommend that somebody do this event have they never done a Goruck Tough event, or have they never done a Goruck shooter event. And the reason I say that is because we're operating under certain assumptions and expectations that people know how to ruck, and they know how to, safely handle their firearms in and around other people. So you learn how to ruck at Goruck Tough events, and you learn about firearm safety, right, in firearms events. So this is not an entry level type of thing.
Right. And reading the, you know, the event overview on the GORUCK website, it definitely doesn't feel entry level. But I'm glad that you put that out there, that you recommend people have completed a tough event and people have completed a GORUCK firearms event already. Because, you know, like you said, you're going to be getting back from the ruck, you're going to be winded, you're going to be getting your firearm, shooting at a target, you're going to be doing PT with your ruck, you're going to be shooting at a target, and, you know, the first time that you're firing your firearm with a ruck on, winded, and then doing PT should probably, you know, not be at a stress-inducing event like this.
Exactly correct. Yep, those are my thoughts exactly.
I can get competitive in nature, and even if I went to an event like this thinking, you know, I'm not going to be competitive, I'm just going to try and, you know, see what it's about and get through it. You know how human nature is. People get competitive, and then that's when things really start going.
Not only that, I mean, just qualifying for your patch is going to be difficult because of the whole idea that not only do you have to be able to shoot, you have to be able to ruck too. And we're holding people to that 15-minute mile as the minimum, but we expect that people, I mean, honestly, if you're in good shape and you're over 150 pounds, a 30-pound ruck on you, you should be able to do a lot quicker than 15-minute mile.
Yeah, and that's worth noting because it says, you know, right here on the website, if you fail the ruck times, I mean, you're out. It's no patch
you're done.
For you.
And you know what? We're starting to do that with a lot of the GORUCK shooter classes now. No more participation trophies.
I mean, based on our last call where we talked about Constellation, that Constellation's getting the same treatment.
Trying to, yes. It's very logistically challenging, but what we're trying to accomplish is hold people accountable to a standard and not letting people just kind of, you know, ghost out and be a gray man where nobody knows like where they are, what they're doing, or if they're even doing it at all.
I personally speaking, if you're signing up for an event and you're paying money and you're going to it, then you should probably be present. I mean, or else why
exactly.
be there?
Yep.
So for gear for this thing, I mean, you need a ruck. Does it have to be a GORUCK ruck or can it be something else?
You can do it with another type of ruck, but I mean, I understand why you would want to, because if So here's the expectation. When you show up, the only thing I want you to have inside that ruck, the only two things I want to see in there, a GORUCK weight plate that's either 20 or 30 pounds and water. You don't need to have flashlights and reflective tape, and you don't need to have cab money and cell phones and bars. You don't need any of that because you're going out and back for 90 minutes in the middle of the daytime. You're not going to get lost. You know, you're not going to have to call a cab. You're not going to have, it's not like that. So I don't want to have to be there with a scale measuring people's rucks because they're using a different, I don't know, they're using something else for weight. And now I have to measure them and parcel it out. And so, wait, does my water count toward the weight? Or does my flashlight count? Or does my cell phone count? You know, I calculated the bag into the weight. I don't want to hear any of that bullshit. It's not that much weight. I want a 30-pound plate or go to a gym and buy 310s if they can't buy a GORUCK plate. And I want it in the bag, and that's what's acceptable weight. And by the way, I forgot to mention that the cadre in some instances, although not all instances, will lead one of the rucks with the class. In other words, the cadre will do it with you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
They'll lead it off and then you follow in 10-minute increments?
Exactly correct. And then that way it'll not only show you that we're, you know, putting our money where our mouth is and we're not expecting you to, you know, do something that we can't do. So that's first of all. And the second thing is if there's any question or equivocation on the route, having somebody in front of you and seeing them in the distance and seeing them turn around, that, you know, that's very helpful also. And I think it'll also be motivating for people.
I think so too. I mean, especially for a competition style event like this, you know, at the very least, it'll be helpful with the route and it will be motivating and or fun to see the cadre perform.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, fun.
There's a list of specific gear that you need for this event. And I'm guessing that's, you know, standardized across all events. I'm guessing the people who will be signing up for this have their preferred, you know, duty type OWB holster, and they have their preferred ear protection, their preferred eye protection, because the people at this event's geared for are not your, probably not your novice shooters, your people who, you know, go to the range once a year. It seems like it's more geared for people who are a lot more familiar with firearms.
Absolutely. You know what? If someone wants a recommendation, my recommendation for an OWB, an outside the waistband holster, for this event or in general, is going to be a Safariland ALS. It's going to be fast. It's going to be secure. It's going to be intuitive. It's going to protect the gun. It's easy to use. It's completely safe. Don't bring a Serpa. Go with a Safariland ALS or similar. As far as eye protection, anything that's Z87 ANSI compliant eye protection, that's, you know, wraparound to protect your eyes. I prefer ESS roll bars, but use whatever you want. As far as hearing protection goes, recommendation is to use noise canceling over the ear earmuffs. They're faster and easier to put on. They're more effective and more consistent than earplugs, and they enable you to hear what people are doing and saying around you. So you have situational awareness, which is a safety thing. And pretty soon I'm going to start making those mandatory firearms events, because the plugs aren't cutting it for a lot of people.
Good to know. And I mean, with the number of events that GORUCK puts on in the firearm space, I mean, the last time we talked, you said it was, you know, it's huge, and that GORUCK's the number one firearms, you know, class company in the United States. So it makes sense to standardize some of those safety procedures and safety pieces of gear.
Absolutely. To tell you the truth, you know, this, all these events, these the shooter events, it's still kind of an experiment a little bit. It's still, you know, quasi beta, because yeah, we've done this in the past and we've tested this and we've vetted it. And we know that it can be done, but by scaling it the way that we're doing it right now, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. And what I'm referring to is people's ruck times and how they score and how many people meet that standard.
It'll be really interesting to see. And I'm excited to see the results from these events. Obviously, this is the first year that this has been an official GORUCK event. I mean, you're the person who put this together. What are you hoping to see from this year of events?
This is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we have a 75% or greater pass rate as far as getting their patch. And I mean, 100% would be great, but that's probably not, you know, a realistic expectation. I'm hoping 75% or greater earn the patch. I'm hoping that people that do not earn it come back the next time and do earn it, that they improve and they do it. Because I'm sure there's going to be certain people out there that are going to be really awesome at the ruck and can't shoot. There's going to be really awesome. There's going to be people out there that are really, you know, the shooting will be nothing to them, no big deal, but they're not going to be able to handle the ruck. And I'm hoping that people will be well-rounded and that they'll be versatile and they'll be durable and they'll be, you know, building better Americans. And they'll come out there and we'll see the same faces back until they get it. And then eventually there'll be, you know, somebody that's ranking amongst their peers.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of going back to the whole idea behind this event, it's foreign to a lot of people because it's PT and shooting. And so you could be an excellent rucker and you could be an excellent shot at the range. But if you combine them together, I mean, it feels like it's a completely different game.
Exactly. Exactly right.
So these events, I mean, we're talking now, it's September 2019. These events are taking part in 2020. You know, I've got the Seattle one up
really
here,
close,
which I've been referencing, and that's in April. We've got some in March. We've got some in May. We're looking 6-7 months away for these events. If there's someone who is comfortable at a range, but they're not exactly comfortable with doing PT and doing shooting, what are some recommendations or pieces of advice or places to go to kind of get more comfortable with that so that they can show up to this event, be safe, and have a chance at earning their patch?
April, it's far enough away. I mean, we're talking, what, 6-7 months away, right? So in 6 months, you should be able to find and hit up some Go Ruck Tough events where you can get your ruck on and find a local ruck club and start hitting the streets and making it so that that ruck is really no big deal for you. You can do that. That is very doable in 6 months. And between now and then also, we have shooting events, we have firearms events all around the country. We have plenty left in the year. And even if you just did one ASI or one CTR, that would be sufficient to come and do this safely and even pass. That's what I would say.
Perfect.
I've got faith in them.
I like that. I like that confidence. That's nice. I mean, these situations are new for a lot of people, and it seems like it's going to be an exciting event. It seems like it's definitely going to be a challenging event. And so you want to see 75% plus pass rate, and hopefully people train up, sign up, and show up.
That's it.
Would you recommend people check out that the Facebook group Go Ruck Shooters to kind of get some ideas behind possible drills to better prepare themselves for this?
If you can do the drills that are, and there's a lot of them in there. I mean, they're very obvious once you get in there because people are submitting them all the time. If you can do those drills that the cadre put out and the ones that people are submitting, you see a lot of people are doing them. If you can do that, then you will pass this event. So yes.
And I'll have a link to that Facebook group in the show notes so people can get over there and check it out and see the drills. Hopefully be a little bit more confident when this event comes around.
Exactly. Confidence is key.
So at the end of the event, there's going to be scoring. You mentioned you have to score over 70% and make the ruck time drills to be awarded the shooter patch. It looks like there's also going to be a first place, second place, and third place patches as well.
Yes, as long as HQ gives them to me.
Perfect. Come on, HQ. So when I pull up the list of Go Ruck Shooter events, I noticed that there's one in Fort Bragg that says Deception Patch Holder. Can you elaborate on what that means?
Yes. There are rankings or qualifications, for lack of a better term, for those that are very well versed in the community. And if you have attained a certain level of firearm training and skill and physical fitness, you are recognized as such. And there are three levels of that, not counting the shooter patch itself. Now, the shooter patch itself is something that we awarded to people that were able to do the shooter event drills that we put out on that Facebook page. If they were able to do 6 months worth consecutively at the standard that the cadre presented, they were awarded an official Go Ruck Shooter patch. And there have been very few people that have gotten one because the standard was very hard. It was like you had to be really, really fast. And I mean, it was pretty hard. The ones that we're referring to now, the first one is called a deception patch. Your deception patch is awarded to somebody who is a GRT by way of a tough and a light and has completed ASI, CTR, fight class, and either night fire or counter ambush response. We might add PSD as an option too. But basically, if you have completed that series of drills, so pistol, rifle, fight class, and an advanced class, plus being a GRT, then you can get your deception patch. This is the first level. The next level is called mind over might. This one is blue in color. The deception patch is red in color. And for this one, you need all the requirements of the deception patch. Plus, you had to have done a heavy. And there is a requirement that you've done a Constellation, either the new version of Constellation, the Constellation 24, Trek, or Jedburgh. All of those legacy events will qualify also because they're all in the same realm. And there's some additional firearms event criteria to include night fire, PSD, and a few others. And then the highest level one we have is a green one that's called Fight Terror, which requires you to have done an HCL, have your concealed weapons permit, have a GORUCK shooter patch, have done force on force, and a whole other menu of things. And the idea of these patches, right, is these are things that you're not going to accomplish in one weekend. The idea is that fight terror patch literally takes years to accomplish. Like, there's a lot of criteria in there to get that patch, and you have to earn it. Not everyone can do an HCL, and not everyone, you know, can earn their shooter patch and be on that level. So the people that have this series of deception, mind over might, and fight terror are really an elite group within the community. I'm very proud of them.
That's exciting. And, you know, some of those, maybe fight terror, anyone have that one yet?
I believe that there are only two people that have a fight terror patch, one of whom is a selection finisher, and the other one is our very own Bill Vernon, who also has been instrumental in the development of a lot of our curriculums, because many of our curriculums were beta tested as custom events for his Team Ninja. And he's also the facilitator of the GORUCK Firearms Rental Rifle Program. So there's only a couple people that actually have that. But it means a lot to get it. And now they've become officially recognized by GORUCK as their requirement to attend certain events.
That's really cool to see. So if you have that first level deception patch, then you're able to take part in the deception patch holder events.
Yes. And the logic behind that is the curriculums are different curriculums that are more advanced. And with high risk training, we're expecting everybody to come with a particular baseline so I can skip a lot of the, you know, a lot of the things that a lot of people would consider. Basically, we hit the ground running.
Absolutely. I mean, what better way to give the community who wants a more advanced event or, you know, a quicker paced event than to put a requirement in front of it to have completed ASI, CTR, fight, and then either night fire or counter tactics.
Mm-hmm.
With those prerequisites completed, then if everyone's got that, then you should definitely be able to get going quicker. I think it's an awesome idea.
Yep. And they'll have to get their GORUCK shooter patch to qualify for their fight terror patch.
And that's the event we've been talking about. Yeah. So it's exciting. You know, one thing I forgot to ask when we were going through the GORUCK shooter event that reminded me when you brought up Bill is the idea of rentals at GORUCK shooter. And so I'm guessing, and I might be wrong here, but I'm guessing that if you do not currently own a rifle and or a pistol, then signing up for GORUCK shooter might not be the best idea, because it sounds like you need to have a decent level of proficiency to perform safely at the event.
I would say that's true.
However, there's only 9 events, you know, in 2020 so far that are on the calendar. One of them is a deception patch holder event, so it's possible that people only qualify for 8 of the ones on the calendar. There might be some people traveling for the events. If they don't want to travel with their firearms, is there a rental option, or is this an event where everyone needs to bring their own kit?
There's no rental option, and you're not going to want a rental for something like this. You're going to want your own stuff.
Right. You're going to want to know how it works. I mean, especially if you're being competitive, I haven't done any competitive firearms events in the past, but even something as simple as rucking, right? You show up to an event and you borrow someone else's pack. It feels different. It carries different. Everything with it is different. I mean, I'm sure that's just amplified when it comes to firearms.
Exactly.
Good to know. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yep.
So I think we've covered as much as I can tell from the event based on the description GORUCK's got out there. Is there anything that you can think of that we might have missed with GORUCK shooter, or anything else that you want to talk about related to the deception patches, or anything else along, you know, this train of thought?
I really think that we've hit all the key talking points, And I feel like we've addressed this sufficiently to incite many to communicate with me via email, Facebook, text message, whatever, to ask for clarifications. But I mean, we've definitely covered it from every angle. And if as many people listen to this as everyone that listened to the one we did about Constellation, then I think that we're definitely hitting our metrics here.
Awesome. I hope so too. And this really seems like one of those events that people who are listening, and it's an event for them, I mean, it's going to resonate with them, and I'm sure they'll be reaching out.
Oh yeah. I'm excited, man. I can't wait.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast. This has been episode number 120, and I truly appreciate you taking the time to download it and listen to it. If you're curious about anything we talked about during the show, whether it's that Facebook group, a link to the events, you can hit up the show notes, alldayruckoff.com/120, or most podcast apps have a show notes button. If you enjoyed this episode and you enjoy the All Day Ruckoff podcast and you want to help support it, there's a number of ways you can do that. Reviews on either Apple Podcasts or on Facebook are always, always appreciated. They're one of those things that I always get a smile from when they come through. If you want to support the podcast financially, you can hit up the All Day Ruckoff online store, alldayruckoff.com/store, or you can support through Patreon, patreon.com/alldayruckoff. Links to all that in the show notes. And again, just thank you for taking the time to download this, and I hope you enjoyed this call with Garrett. I had a lot of fun talking with him. I'm really excited for next week's episode. We have an interview lined up with Paige, who is the only female finisher of GORUCK Selection. It's the end of September right now. GORUCK Selection's happening next month, which means we're going to have a couple selection-themed episodes like we do every year. Next week will be that interview with Paige, and I can't wait to talk to you then. As always, don't forget, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and drink hard, ruck harder.